Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Cuomo was not shy about using his emergency powers at the height of the pandemic, but now top Democrats in Albany have agreed to take those powers away, another sign that the governor's support is rapidly eroding. Glenn Schuck back outside the governor's Manhattan office this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, Lee, you know, this move by the state Senate and Assembly in Albany can end up stripping the emergency powers from Andrew Cuomo by Friday. These were powers that were granted to the governor a year ago to have the control of the state during the response for the pandemic. Now, the governor's harshest critics, one of them would be Mayor de Blasio. He says it's time for the governor to take questions from the media and answer to the public.
I think all leaders have to answer tough questions from the media, regardless of whether it's convenient. The fact is, the work we have to do right now is what matters. Fighting COVID, bringing the city back, bringing the state back. That's the work we all need to be focused on.
In all the backroom meetings in Albany yesterday, there was some effort to start an impeachment process, Lee, but there is not enough support in Albany for that as of now. Now, those calling for the resignation of Mr. Cuomo include a Democratic Congresswoman Kathleen Rice of Long Island. And we should mention we have not heard from the governor taking any questions from the media now in nearly 2 weeks. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, for the governor's office here in Midtown.
If Cuomo is still governor next year, Congressman Lee Zeldin of Long Island says he may run against him. He posted this on Facebook yesterday. As a proud New Yorker, I can't just sit back and watch Cuomo's attacks on our freedoms, our wallets, and our safety. Despite all this going on, the governor nevertheless yesterday proposed a sort of COVID passport that New Yorkers would have to flash to get into sports arenas, theaters, and certain other businesses. He's calling it the Excelsior Pass. It would indicate whether you'd been vaccinated or had a recent negative COVID test. The Excelsior Pass was tested at last night's Rangers game at the Garden. It's sort of like an airline boarding pass. It can be printed out or displayed on a phone. It has a QR code that can be scanned at the venue. The governor says the Excelsior Pass will play a critical role in getting information to venues and sites in a secure and streamlined way, allowing us to fast-track reopening of these businesses and getting us one step closer to reaching a new normal. The Trump administration was slow-walking federal approval of the city's congestion pricing plan, but now that Pete Buttigieg is Secretary of Transportation, congestion pricing will move forward aggressively, according to Mayor de Blasio. It was supposed to go live early this year, but the Trump administration was holding up approval. Now the mayor says he's spoken to Buttigieg and made it clear that the process needs to be sped up so money taken from drivers can be funneled to mass transit. The mayor says Buttigieg heard him loud and clear, adding, "I think he's going to do a lot to help us." The head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, has been warning that now is not the time to ease off COVID restrictions, but the governor of Texas disagrees. He's moving to open his state 100%. Mississippi's mask order has also been rescinded effective today, but here in New York, it is business as usual. Dr. Jay Varma is a senior advisor to Mayor de Blasio.
Don't change what you're doing right now. Keep wearing a well-fitting mask. Even consider wearing two masks. Maintain distance. Wash your hands.
COVID cases are down about 70% nationwide over the last 2 months. If you want the COVID vaccine, President Biden says you should be able to get a shot by the end of May, no matter who you are or what your situation is.
President Biden announced a major agreement that will allow pharmaceutical manufacturer Merck to help produce Johnson & Johnson's one-dose COVID-19 vaccine.
We also invoked the Defense Production Act to equip two Merck facilities. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine manufacturing facilities will now begin to operate 24/7.
The deal has the potential to dramatically increase the supply of the vaccine, though it could take a couple of months to get the Merck production process going. The president also said he will direct all states and territories to treat teachers and school workers as essential employees.
That's correspondent Skyler Henry. Mayor de Blasio has decided which vaccine he's going to get.
I plan on getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I want to show people it's the right choice. And I, for one, look forward to only getting one shot rather than two.
Yankee Stadium will begin distributing J&J vaccine tomorrow. Eligible people can also get vaccinated at Co-op City.
A new site will be open on Thursday in Co-op City. And let's face it, the Bronx has been very hard hit by the COVID crisis.
Javits Center will have Johnson & Johnson vaccine starting Friday. Dr. Oz doesn't just play a doctor on TV. He is a real doctor, and he proved it at Newark Airport, as John Montone reports this morning. John?
Lee, it won't win Dr. Oz an Emmy, but it should win him the undying gratitude of a New Jersey woman whose husband collapsed and was dying late Monday night. The 60-year-old was flatlining when Dr. Oz reached him.
We needed to do CPR. So I started compressing on his chest. Thankfully, the Port Authority police were there. I had one gentleman take over for the chest because I needed to get an airway. I needed to make sure air was moving into his lungs. Well,
police produced the defibrillator, which shocked the man back to life. But Officer Brian Croissant says the real star was Dr. Oz.
Somebody like Dr. Oz, you know, there to help out is definitely, you know, you really can't get better help than that.
Dr. Oz says you too can save a life. Just learn CPR. John Montone, 1010 Winds in New Jersey.
Ian Smith is not good at following orders he disagrees with. He's the guy who kept opening his gym in New Jersey in defiance of Governor Murphy's executive orders. Well, now he's been banned from American Airlines for refusing to wear a mask on a flight back from CPAC in Orlando. American says Mr. Smith was added to the airline's face covering refuse list for repeated failure to comply with requests from the crew. Smith posted video of himself without a mask during the flight. He says the airline's mask rules are silly and useless, and he encourages other passengers to have fun ignoring them. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.